Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from John, and he didn't give me a topic. So I wanted to cover a post on the Men's Rights subreddit called Why Men Must Never Open Up to Women. Here's a short version of what it says, and I quote, "Women in our society tend to have huge social support networks, and wide societal acceptance, indeed positive encouragement, for displays of vulnerability and pain. Men do not. We don't get support or affection from friends and co-workers. And displays of vulnerability often end our professional and social lives. Men in this society are valued for capability, reliability, and durability. Anything that threatens male productivity or could render them a liability rather than an asset in any given situation makes them widely considered to be worthless. But guys get told they're not being intimate enough if they don't open up, so they have to carefully craft a second mask over the top of the first one, simulating just a tiny bit of emotional leakage, but not enough to threaten their perceived usefulness. Men dare not let anything real slip out of them. For one thing, they'd get no opportunity to practice a controlled release at any point in their lives. And for a second, the sheer quantity of trash they're holding back will destroy the entire dam if they poke a little hole in it. So they're left in the extremely stressful and burdensome position of having to perform fake vulnerability for their benefit, while keeping the lid screwed down even harder on the real thing," unquote. The rest is mostly word vomit, so I didn't include it. Yes, women want you to open up emotionally so they can use your thoughts and feelings later on against you in an argument. But if you go too far, then they'll get disgusted. They want to know how you feel, but they don't want you to show how you feel. Your emotional liability is seen as a woman's emotional asset. You expressing that liability is you using her as an emotional tampon. But it's your job as a man to be the tampon for her and not the other way around. We men are the plow horses of humanity, and if we get in the habit of complaining instead of doing, then women in the elites don't get what they want. So we're told to suck it up, buttercup, and be a man. If we don't at least pretend to open up with the facade of vulnerability by sharing even some fake feelings, then the women we're involved with start to feel as though we aren't emotionally invested in the relationship, and therefore in love with them. Then they don't feel safe and secure and start to look elsewhere. But there are times when it is fine for a man to show his emotions, and that's when we're intoxicated. It's kind of like the Romans and their saying in vino veritas, which means drinking wine tells the truth. Most of us men are so angry inside, and when drunk, I'm angry and so are many guys. Why do you think that when the English get drunk, they become hooligans and get into street brawls? The same goes for Toronto. On the weekends, the cops are out in full force in the Clum District, to control intoxicated male truthful emotions. Drinking finally reveals that most men are pissed off about their lot in life and have no outlet for expressing it. It's only when our inhibitions are gone thanks due to alcohol that we finally express our true selves. It's like people who become rich and suddenly treat everyone horribly. They only do that because being poor inhibited their true selves. They aren't being a jerk because the money made them jerks. They've always been that, now they're just subconsciously not caring about expressing it anymore. Even if consciously they don't even know what they're doing anymore. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, MedVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MedVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MedVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to your finally yourself when you're drunk clown world show. Today's not-so-mystery link is from the film Tombstone, where Doc Holliday gets drunk and tells the truth. Getting drunk on the weekends is a semi-controlled and socially acceptable way of men releasing their frustrations. Look what happens when you try and ban that like they did in the 1920s. You get the mafia showing up. Prohibition might have been an attempt by women to force men to open up to them emotionally, instead of releasing their emotions in a bar in front of total strangers, or their friends without women being there to exploit the display of emotions. So men just shifted gears and started getting involved in organized crime and ending each other in the 1920s, as a way to get their aggressions out. Alcohol is a release valve for men, allowing us to be fully inhibited on the weekends and then go back to the work week after we've purged most of our emotions out of our system. even if a man opens up while drunk, people don't shame the man or make fun of him because he's vulnerable or violent. In that Tombstone mystery link I shared, Doc Holliday says all kinds of insulting things. And you see Kurt Russell quickly defuse the situation by saying he's drunk, as if being drunk means it doesn't matter. People saw the real him but are pretending that they didn't. Then Doc says in vino veritas, or once again wine brings out the truth, re-escalating the situation. Bars and liquor stores profit from that emotional release, as do video game companies. Women destroying male video games, Star Wars, and other male pop culture are poking an angry bear by trying to wreck all of our distractions. They want male attention at any cost, but they don't understand how awful it's going to be getting men's frustration thrown in their face. What men are truly capable of doing if they don't have a release valve for their emotions. I suspect that more men would become violent towards women, and that would scare them. But do women secretly want to feel that fear because the men they fear, they respect? Just look at all the women in the West that are too scared to say that they were raped by Muslim men, so they say that white men did it instead. Look at how many of them have rape fantasies. A lack of alcohol in Islam could also be the reason why men from that culture are more likely to express how they truly feel and do so with violence on occasion, because the release valve of alcohol has been outlawed by Islam. If you create an ideology or religion, it's smart to tell the members that they can't use alcohol or other illicit substances to blow off steam, so instead they have to blow their enemies away. That male emotional energy is then channeled towards destructive ends and expansion. In the West, at least, we channel the destructive male energy into drinking on the weekends. I've also said before that if you want to know how a woman feels about you, get her drunk. If she can't help herself and jumps your bones without provocation, or tells you about how much she supposedly loves you, then you know the wine is going to make her tell the truth. A lot of guys wonder, well, if that's the case, then why do women get drunk, sleep with guys, and then file a false allegation later? It's because they want to be with them, which is the truth, but they just don't like the social consequences of their behavior while intoxicated, by everyone finding out about it. A woman's inhibitions can be a man's enemy, especially as she sobers up. She might like you, but if her social circle doesn't like you, but then she also doesn't like you when she's sober. Make sure she wants to hop in bed with you when she's sober, and not just when she's drunk. As for opening up to women emotionally, or anyone for that matter, don't cry in front of anyone. Everyone is disgusted by that. It would be the equivalent grossed out feeling that I would get when I see two guys making out. That's one of the reasons I stopped watching season 4 of The Boys with Frenchie. I know it's just acting, but it's still gross. But opening yourself up to a woman is not only opening up to her. It means opening up to all of her friends and female family members. They'll all know your deepest, darkest secrets and concerns. Not only can your girlfriend use your emotions against you, but so can they. If they tell their male partners, then the smart guys will lose respect for you because you made your feelings known instead of playing them close to your chest. You revealed that you don't understand female nature to them. The last thing I want to bring up in this video is something I heard Andrew Tate recently say on a video, and it proved that he's finally going his own way. For him, marriage is out of the question, and a bad deal. But he does have children, except he doesn't live with the mothers of said kids. He lives with his brother and his close male friends. So basically, he's going his own way, and he's smart enough to realize that both marriage and cohabitation are a bad deal. He also said that women are like agents of the Matrix ready to co-opt for it, that they put pressure on a man to do the things that go against his own best interests. He says that when you live with the woman, she will slowly wear you down emotionally until eventually you become a shadow of the man that you were, and then she'll get what she wants, which is also what the system wants from you. So once and for all, he fits the definition of a man going his own way. But I don't think he would say that because of all the negative connotations associated with it. More importantly, he's promoting that way of living to millions of young guys, and many of them will emulate his lifestyle. And if he goes to prison in the next year or two for 10 years, then he ends up becoming a martyr, and his popularity will grow even further. A month ago, he burned $100 million worth of a daddy crypto token that he had created, and it was kind of wild to watch. The most important thing is that even though he's starting to approach the age of 40, his mind is still as quick as ever. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to John for the donation via Subscribestar, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that only stupid men share how they truly feel with the woman they smash. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Andrew Tate fans that get married and cohabitate with women instead of taking his advice away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.